This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are very privileged today to talk to Matt Schofield, an incredible blues player that's coming to music on the Half Shell tomorrow night. We're actually taping this on Sunday as he's making his way back from Italy. Matt, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I guess now you've been in tour on Italy. How'd that go?
Great. I'm happy to be in Italy anytime. You know, the gigs are always really well supported. The people are lovely and the food is amazing. So, you know, there's no bad there.
So talk about growing up in Britain and what led to your interest in music.
I was born in Manchester and then we moved down south, way into the countryside, the Cotswolds area. But my dad had a great blues record collection, vinyl records, so I just grew up hearing that and was always drawn to it more and more. And then he actually relocated to Northern California when I was about 11 years old. So I'd visit him in the summer and started getting more into the blues and seeing, he took me, my first concert that I ever went to in my life, I think it was about 13 years old, was B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Dr. John, and the Fabulous Thunderbirds. That was the bill, you know, down there in San Francisco. So, man, I was like, I want to do this. That's what I want to be like those guys, you know. And I started a band right away, age of 13, and that's 35 years ago, and I've been doing it ever since, literally.
Well, you know, a lot of people start a band when they're 13, but then eventually they figure out they need a way to pay the bills. How did this turn into being not just a passion or an incredible hobby, but a full-time career and life's work for you?
Honestly, I wish I had had a plan or any kind of knowledge of how to do it. You just keep doing it because you love it. You know, it's as simple as that. And you try and make a living out of it, but in a way that's not always the priority or the incentive. It's sort of like you have to do it, you know, you have the bug and this desire to express yourself with the music, and that's what we still do. It's all kind of collaborative with the band and improvised, and you know, each gig is its own little moment in time. And I suppose you get addicted to that. So, and then one day you wake up and go, oh, yeah, I do have to have somewhere to live and pay my bills and things like that. But that somehow always seemed secondary in my head. And it's been, you know, lean times, that's for sure, over the years, as I think any, you know, touring and professional musician, lifelong working musician will tell you. It's not as smooth as we all hope, but I've been lucky to be able to just, you know, I say I've got away with doing it for 30 years, you know.
Now, you're 3-time British Blues Guitarist of the Year. How did that move your career forward?
You know, all that stuff is just really helpful, just spreading the word, getting people to pay a little bit of attention. So the nice thing about that, back when that was voted, that was 2010, 11, and 12, I think. It's just, that was a fan vote back then. Then it became like a more of a panel stuff, you know, which is fine. But it was nice that it was actually the music fans that voted. So it's quite, that was the most validating thing about it, is it was the music lovers that were choosing the artists and the nominees and the winners, you know. So that feels good. But other than that, you know, I played the same before and after, you know, so I try not to think about that stuff too much.
Now, what did you relocate to the U.S.?
I've been predominantly based there for the last, coming on 11 years, but I've been touring almost continuously there for 15, 2010 we started touring there, and it just seemed to end up that I was there more than anywhere else. You know what I mean? So again, no no massive master plan. I'll go anywhere people want to hear me, and it seemed like I was getting more attention there. Maybe it's the British blues thing, or you know, maybe that makes me slightly exotic or something. And I know a lot of people have an affinity for the tradition of British blues, but it seemed like for a minute they were more interested in me in the U.S. than in the U.K. So I'm like, great, let's do it, you know?
So how would you define the difference between British blues and maybe how a lot of folks would approach it from the U.S.?
I think, in a way, British blues kind of invented what now people think of as blues rock, you know? So it was less... It had a bit more edge on it, you know. Funnily enough, the stuff I grew up on was the original American stuff, so I think my music is more like more American sounding than British sounding, but nonetheless I'm very proud to be on the tradition of British blues, you know, that you can't help but feel a kinship with it. But I was definitely more influenced by the original black blues artists that were in my dad's records collection, and then the stuff that was contemporary to me at the time in the sort of late 80s growing up, you know, so hearing contemporary guys like Stevie Ray and Eric Clapton, Robin Ford and stuff like that, as well as those original blues records. But pretty much other than Eric, most of them were American artists. But now, I'm proud to be a British blues guy as well.
For current maybe musicians, or let's put it this way, are there blues musicians now that you really like to listen to?
It's more like I have friends who I think are great. You know what I mean? So I still listen to most of the same records I always listen to. But blues, you know, my friends like Kirk Fletcher and Josh Smith, they're amazing contemporary blues guitarists. There's I really like Joey Landreth, who's a great slide guitar player from Canada. And those guys, we're all around the same age. But when it comes to putting on a record, I'm putting on, you know, old blues or jazz records is what I listen to mostly for inspiration. And then I can enjoy my friends' talents when I get to jam with them or check out their gig on a festival or something like that, you know?
So on the jazz side, who do you particularly like?
Oscar Peterson became my main guy. He's like the B.B. King with guitar to me. It was Oscar with the piano. And I never tried to play like him, but he informed my phrasing and my timing and just... approach is that's what I got from that. But I love bluesy kind of jazz, you know. I like Miles Davis, more bluesy stuff, and then of course John Scofield, I love his playing. And it was really Robin Ford and also in the beginning Larry Carlton a little bit. They were kind of the first guitar players that were combining blues and jazz, and I felt like that was something that I could find myself in as well, you know? So now, it was going backwards from those guys to the original innovators in the music.
Now, I understand you're kind of known as an educator as well. That not always, you know, the big names, I don't always hear that about. Why is it important for you to have opportunities to teach people?
You know, it's become something really, really important to me, largely through the company Truefire, who are based out of Florida. They do great online interactive courses, you know, and I've made a few of those. And there's so much information available in the world. You know, I grew up on tape cassette copies of my dad's vinyl records and hitting rewind on the tape and, you know, trying to figure it out like that. But now you can just go on YouTube and get all these guitar lessons. But sometimes I feel like the focus is on the wrong thing, and I've tried to make my courses maybe a bit of a different perspective for people, that you have enough information already, but what are you going to do with it? You know, how do we get to making music rather than just playing guitar? So I found like it's important to try and share my philosophy, and people seem to really respond to that, and it's been very rewarding. You know, I get almost every gig somebody comes up and says, I have one of your True Fire courses, and it's really helped me. Well, you know, what more could I ask for? My mum was a teacher. My late mother, one of the most wonderful people, and she taught thousands of kids over the years. And so I guess that kind of rubbed off on me as well, you know?
So when you're not performing or getting ready to perform or recording, are there other things in life you do, hobbies or anything like that?
You know, I suppose I'd probably sound a bit one-dimensional, but no, I mean, it's music, and I'll tell you what I do. I'm with me and my partner, Christine, who'll be joining me on stage. Actually, she's an amazing singer. She sings a couple of songs with us, but she travels. We're lucky enough to be able to do this together now as a couple, you know, and we're foodies. So we had two shows in Italy, but we had a couple of days before free after the previous weekend. So we went straight to Italy, and we just have been eating all week. So that's what we like. We like going to finding out the little spots in whichever town we're in, wherever in the world, and sampling the real local delicacies and stuff like that. That's like the bonus to traveling as much as we do, which like can sometimes be a drag, like it has been today so far, you know, with delays and all that stuff. But we're so lucky that we could, you know, we just had 3 nights in Rome to ourselves where we could just explore, and that's the real thing that happens in between for pleasure, you know.
So talk about what people can expect at Music on the Half Shell on Tuesday night.
Well, I have an amazing rhythm section with me, first of all. It's a trio that I've been trying to get together for about 2 years now. So a drummer from New Orleans, one of the great modern New Orleans drummers, and my music is very influenced by New Orleans. So I've got the real thing with me, Doug Belote, who's toured with many amazing artists. So very excited to be working with Doug these days. And a great bass player from Dallas, Texas, called Tim Waits, who was touring with me up until before COVID. And then, you know, a lot of things changed for a lot of people, and he decided to get off the road for a while. But I managed to persuade him to come back out this year. So it's a monster trio. Like, it's not just me and a backing band. It's three guys, you know, interacting and making it happen together. So that's what I like to do, and those are the kind of musicians I like to play with. And then we'll be playing, you know, some of the material from the new album that just came out a couple of months ago, which we're really excited about. And so new tunes, and they're still finding, you know, you record the record and it's those takes you put on the album are the first few takes, you know, the first few times you really play the song, you know what I mean? And then you take them out on the road and they start to grow in another direction and become another version of the song. So as you play it more and more times over the months and the years. So that's what we'll be exploring, the new material and seeing where it starts to take us. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Matt Schofield, Music on the Half Shell will be Tuesday night, and we're going to play one of the new songs here, but we'll sign off with you for now. Matt, we appreciate you taking some time with us and look forward to the show on Tuesday night.
Can't wait to be there, and thank you so much for your support, and we're looking forward to playing for everybody. Please come out and get some real live music.
Round and round in circles, get ready for the spin. Fact turns into fiction, ain't nobody wins. Fucking fake reality until there's nothing left. Talking heads and talking smack. Hold on, I can't catch my breath. Can't catch my breath. When you're living in a bubble, chasing your own tail, you think you're getting somewhere, but heading for the fail. From the pan into the fire, getting burned to death.
Incredible guitar player Matt Schofield. Music on the Half Shell tomorrow night. We appreciate him talking with us from London as we tape this on Sunday. Matt Schofield, music on the Half Shell tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Nichols Bandshell in Roseburg, Stewart Park. Inside Douglas County at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.